guys, David here. Thought I'd just do a little bit of a personal podcast, to be fair. We've been doing a lot of podcasts with interviewing other builders, and I literally just go on feedback of what people are asking us in the comments, what we get sent in DMs. So I thought I'd just do like a little bit of a general update of sort of where we're at now. I think I started posting content back in October 2022. So it's been just over probably 14 or 15 months. It's been so much fun. And I literally remember sitting at the Hilton Hotel in Auckland, just making videos of jobs that I was pricing for our own building company. Took a little social media course, learned how to chop them up on Splice, chuck them on social media, and then yeah, just started posting content, using the right hashtags, relearning off YouTube, and I've found it so interesting just pricing jobs, putting them on Instagram, and kind of seeing where it goes. I was already pricing for our own building business, and it's been so rewarding being able to price for other builders, building companies that have, you know, 10 to 15 plus staff with all the systems and the processes, and then also pricing for guys who are just doing labor-only building jobs, and they're trying to win their first labor-only or full contract job, and, you know, we're helping them do their pricing, do some negotiating with them, deal with the QSs that they're up against, and help them win these projects. So thought I'd do just a little update of where we're at. I've got a few topics I want to go over. We'll just dive into it. So I've got a few points here. Biggest thing I want to talk about is how much content we've posted. So on Instagram alone, we've posted over 270 pieces of content. That's from informative information, entertainment, podcast clips, jobs that we've completed, and sales reports. So really trying to cover a whole lot of angles of stuff within the business, behind the scenes, problems. I talk a lot about how in my fourth year of business, I lost, you know, close to $120,000. That put me back for a long time. And that's when I really dove into how to get good at pricing, how to make sure every single job was making money, as little as a $2,000 maintenance job. You know, I wanted to make sure I was making 30, 40, 50% on those small projects. So really enjoyed that. And that content seems to be the ones that hit the most, is the content where there's problems. People love problems. They love hearing about other people's problems. And our industry is filled with problems and bullshit, from client dramas to people not paying to changes and variations within projects. So it's really interesting talking about that. Facebook as well, we've pretty much posted over 250 times. That's the same kind of content. Although we have, now that we have a marketing team, we look at how to repurpose content from Instagram to Facebook. So that's really different. Facebook's kind of more written content, which seems to get the most impressions versus Instagram is more video related content. Same as LinkedIn as well, not as big on the content front, but it's very good for hiring, getting those kind of more professional type connections, franchise related businesses, stuff like that. So that's really interesting as well. Biggest month on our Instagram, I don't know if you guys noticed in the little topic bar for a business related Instagram page, you get impressions for the month. Our biggest month was like 305,000 impressions. So that was a month when I posted information about the cavity slider, and that was off the back of a giveaway video. And then that month our impressions shot through the roof and we got like 1,000 new followers. That was absolutely insane, 30 days. Also shout out to QBS. I haven't actually met you in person yet, but I remember in the early days you re-shared a video when I was talking about fixed price versus charge up. And that night, I think I went from 300 followers to about 650. That was a massive dopamine hit. And we probably got 5 or 6 jobs overnight, which was absolutely insane. So shout out Troy, need to meet you one day. Problems, people love problems. Out of the 950 jobs we've completed in 14 months in New Zealand only, I've had one builder try and take me to court. I won't say where from or who or whatever. I'll go into a little bit of detail. Priced a deck extension project for him around about $100,000. Was a decent sized project. I'd gone back to him and said, hey man, there's obviously gonna be a few changes, variations in this. On my behalf, there were a few things missed, but overall, I knew the project value was going to be well within Kiwi, and there was more than enough labor hours to work within that. The project came in, and I think he said it came in at about 118K. He was trying to take me to court and trying to sue me for the $18,000, and I was like, hey man, listen, it's a ballpark estimate. We can go over it together in our tags. It was do not use this for a fixed price. Anyway, so that was probably the only one problem we've had, and then we would have refunded maybe 5 clients, total of $10,000 in total, for people that were unhappy with reports. But that's a bit of a disclaimer I've always put. If, you know, if people weren't happy with our reports, they didn't like how we operated or what we did, we've just negotiated 50% refunds to keep people happy. I don't want to get in the game of screwing people over. I don't want people talking bad things about us. I believe we are the best in our game at what we're doing at the moment. The way we've set up the business is amazing. I'm so lucky to have, you know, 6 to 8 full-time, part-time contractors who are all ex-builders, have really good business savvy skills, have run their own building companies. They price for themselves. They know what's going on. Our terminology is really good. I feel like we relate with builders really well. So though, I really want to make sure we keep going down that road, and hiring good staff is the key to absolutely any business, as you builders would know. The most motivating thing I've probably had with Rapid QS so far would be, you know, there's a couple of clients, won't name names, a couple in Auckland, like 1 to 3 man bands, younger guys getting off labor onlys and going into full contracts, helping them go from just charging $60 an hour and getting screwed every single invoice from clients, you know, picking hours apart, to winning $150,000 renovations, you know, priced at 25 to 35% profit margins. That's really cool when you can give guys confidence they are fantastic builders, but don't quite have the business savvy side to them. It's awesome being able to help them win a fixed price contract, you know, get some really good lump sum payments instead of getting screwed on invoices weekly, and help them win those projects. So that's really, really cool. I love that stuff. And if we can help more younger guys go from small bathrooms and decks or labor only builds for group home builders to full contract renovations, that's really where we want to sit. So ever since day one, I've always wanted to get into the game to do the small stuff really, really well and just help the small residential builder price jobs properly, help with their quoting, help with their presentation of their quotes and documentation to the clients. Do as much help as we can with like follow-up and the sales and the marketing. We do have a sales and marketing masterclass, which I've nearly finished editing, which we will be releasing for sale as well. Might do a shout out and do first 25 people to sign up, we'll get it for free. But I believe, helping me anyway, with our building company, I believe I learned a lot in the sales and marketing process, which I've absolutely enjoyed. So watch out for that. We'll be doing that soon. Commonly asked questions we get from people. I've always put our pricing online. Everyone still asks how much to price this project. So whenever you send a new job through, you can go on our website, go to the pricing drop-down page. We'll make a little link here and you can literally kind of price your project yourself. We will sort of make sure we get to as close as that as possible. So that's everything from new builds, labor only, renovations, material takeoffs, all that information's there. And we'll do contract reviews as well, help guys that have got a contract from say a group home company or another lead contractor. We'll help those review those contracts, make sure the payment terms are good, make sure you're not getting screwed on those items. At the moment, we're sort of seeing a real kind of downturn within the market right now. I know things are getting really, really tight for builders. We have sort of looked at some information online and we've been getting some info from council in regards to consents and what stuff are going off. I believe the year before last, post-COVID, we had a lot of projects coming out of design and council, and then there was a huge drop in the middle of last year where there was not much going through council, and now we're kind of really feeling that where there's limited jobs out on the market. Unsure how long that's going to go for, but we do have some data here. The number of consents issued for construction of new dwellings has fallen from 51,000 in the year of May 2022 to 36,500. This is still 29% above the 20-year average of 28,300, but now there's a growing chance that we're going to sink back into the average rather than having the decline, which would only be near 32,000 predicted by Ministry of Business. So yeah, pretty much my day-to-day now at Rapid QS is we've expanded into the Australia market. We've got 4 contract QSs working over there. Managed to find a business partner, Jamie, who's helping me run all the day-to-days, deal with all the new inquiries. It's quite a different market over here. I believe we thought it was going to be a little bit easier, or not as hard as what it is, but it definitely is hard jumping into a new market versus, obviously, I had all the knowledge and know-how in New Zealand, started off in New Zealand, did a lot of work there, still doing a lot of work there, but branching into a new country has definitely taken a lot of sweat and tears and a lot of flights across the Tasman. Definitely enjoying it more, much bigger market. Aussies seem to take a lot longer. It's probably because of all the amazing beaches and beautiful women over here. But anyway, the builders over here, it's definitely a little bit harder, but there is a bigger market as well. So my day-to-day is literally, Mario's running Rapid QS NZ on the general manager front. Jamie's running it in Australia. I'll deal with all the big and key problems. So if spreadsheets aren't up to spec. If stuff needs editing, changing, if there's problems on stuff, I'll deal with all those big problems. I work with the marketing team. So Brendan is on like the whole social media front, help deals with the giveaways, books in the podcast, does all the logistics for us. And then marketing Mike, who's been with me since day one for the building business and QSing, he's based in Thailand. So he does all our SEO, website checks, our growth impressions, what we need to be doing to stay ahead of the market and how we can pretty much beat our competition. So yeah, I pretty much deal with Mario, Brendan, Jamie, and Mike, talk with them all day, every day, and I still do a lot of pricing for our building business as well. So yeah, my day-to-day, I pretty much start, you know, anywhere from 5 to 6 a.m. I love to pump through to about 9, 10. Everyone knows me, love my tennis, so I try and do a day tennis session if I can, hour to 2 hours during the day, and then back into it in the afternoon and sort out any problems, which is absolutely fun. So our goals within the next 24 months is we definitely want to double the size of the NZ business. We really want to be a household name. I don't like group housing companies, but I want to be the GJ Gardner of pricing. When everyone thinks pricing or estimating for residential builders, that's where we want to be. So I'll spend as much money on marketing, deliver a premium product, get as many top quality QSs as we can to make sure that we are there within the next, you know, 2 to 5 years, however long that takes. Australia as well, same goal. We're definitely marketing hard. We're doing a lot of podcasts over here. I'm really trying to learn, working for a few builders for free, pricing projects strictly so I can learn the terminology, price jobs for free, let them know what we do and get that content as well. Instagram and TikTok is so important. Whenever we're doing daily uploads, 5 daily stories, we definitely see the growth in our inbox coming through and the amount of jobs that we're getting. We always keep a solid relationship with old clients. Last year, shout out to our good clients for Christmas. We sent them all like a gift box out. So top 20 clients that use us more than 3 to 5 times. You know who you are. You guys are amazing. I know we keep delivering a premium product. Otherwise, you wouldn't come back. Like to do gift boxes. We love to do the giveaway stuff as well. I think it's really good for social media and just show that, you know, I just want to give back to people. Not saying I've made it or we are where we want to be. But it's kind of cool running those kind of competitions. And you get real cool comments and feedback from people just saying, hey, you guys are so different, you're standing out from the crowd. I think that's really important for any business today, so I'd like to make sure we do that. In regards to the pricing, I probably still price 4 to 6 projects a week. I like to keep my hands and head in the game for like what kind of rates are being shown across the industry. I love logging into Mitre 10 Trade Hub, seeing how much a length of decking timber is, how much a sheet of jib is. It's really good to do that. The one thing I have noticed in the sub-trade game is, man, post-floods in January 2023, plaster and painters were charging an arm and a leg for like wet weather repair, you know, hole in a wall, plaster paint patch up, anywhere sort of $1,500 north of that. Now we're getting plaster and painters back sort of $45-$65 an hour. You put them on 4 to 5 hours of plastering, 4 to 5 hours of painting, that's 2 to 3 trips. So that's a cost that's definitely, you know, shrunk by 2/3, which is awesome. Plumbers still sitting around $950 to $1,050 per point for renovation stuff. Roofers around $120 a square meter for corrugated iron. Standard builder rate, we're still seeing sort of around $55 to $75 countrywide, which is really good. Project manager rates in Wellington seem to be the most outrageous, sort of anywhere from north of $95 to $110. Standard builders kind of around, yeah, $75 for Wellington there as well. So no, it's been really good. The growth of the podcast has been really cool as well. The goal for the next 12 months is I want to get to 100 podcasts. Every 20 I kind of want to reassess, change up the model, change the questions, try and see what's going to help people more learn more stuff, find more informative information. So I think we're at 18 at the moment. We've uploaded 11. So we're just going to go for weekly uploads. If we can, I'll get to 2 uploads per week. But I really want to conduce that with like information uploads on a weekly basis, more consulting calls with clients that we're currently doing work for. So video those calls and be like, hey, how have we improved your business over 12 months? How have we helped you with sales, quoting, negotiating? We'd love to do more of that kind of content. So that's definitely a goal for what we're going to do for the next 12 months. But yeah, 100 podcasts, would love to get a brand on board or a sponsor. Want to do 50 informative videos, whether that's consulting calls, breaking down projects, going over existing jobs or dealing with problems with clients, maybe if we've had issues on QS reports. Obviously, we've got to make sure they're happy with it being filmed, but that's the nature of the game. So that's the goal for the next 12 months, and want to try and do more of these like monthly uploads. I'm in Melbourne at the moment. It's beautiful. We had 2 podcasts yesterday, got 1 tomorrow. going to the Gold Coast on Friday, met a real cool custom home builder, got a podcast with him. Back to New Zealand on the weekend, gonna go down to Queenstown, catch up with a few people, do some podcasts, back in the office in Auckland for Monday to Friday, and then yeah, that's pretty much the game. But making sure we've got enough work coming in. We always have cash flow problems, as everyone does. I know builders struggle with that all the time, so it's the same with everyone. But yeah, comment down below if there's more stuff you want to see. I want to do more of these, like one-on-one podcasts, kind of just give more information, more behind the scenes of what we're doing at Rapid QS. But I personally want to do it. I want to get better at speaking in front of the camera, stop saying ums and ha's, and just be real authentic as well. I feel like since day one, I've always tried to keep it real. Definitely don't want to move into that corporate lane of QSing. Just want to be, you know, the number one QS for residential builders, to talk the talk, have the terminology, back it up on our podcasts, back it up on our pricing, back it up on, you know, the sheets that we're delivering, and make sure that we're doing a good job. So please comment below, be harsh, be critical, love good feedback, and yeah, look forward to the next video. Thank you very much appreciated.